Delivering food to survivors remains a priority nearly 3 weeks after Typhoon Haiyan caused widespread devastation in the Philippines. That's according to the World Food Program, which has airlifted tons of rice and high-energy biscuits to the country. WFP and other UN agencies and their partners continue to support the Philippine authorities as they work to get millions of people back on their feet. The World Food Program reports significant progress in dispatching food aid to all affected areas in the Philippines, whether by land, air, or sea. So far, the government has distributed more than 1 million family food packs containing rice from WFP, reaching an estimated 5 million beneficiaries. WFP spokesperson Elizabeth Beers, who briefed journalists in Geneva on Tuesday, says some hard-to-reach islands are receiving food assistance for the first time.
We also have a ship with 2,400 tons of humanitarian aid, which arrived yesterday, Monday, in Tacloban, carrying tents for families, tarps, and jerry cans on behalf of the entire humanitarian community. This boat will continue to make the trip between Cebu and Tacloban over the coming days, bringing the relief items that we need.
Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, is helping the authorities to move people out of churches, stadiums, and other public buildings where they had sought shelter ahead of the storm. Even though many have since left, it's estimated 240,000 people are still living in these evacuation centers. Adrian Edwards is the UNHCR spokesperson in Geneva.
These centers are often overcrowded. Many families are living in very confined spaces. There's limited water and sanitation. No privacy, and tensions in many areas are rising. These are public buildings. They're clearly not meant for the long-term stay, and the situation at present isn't sustainable.
Edwards says the decongestion efforts are being done in conjunction with humanitarian partners working in areas such as camp coordination and camp management.
We're also working to ensure that displaced people are consulted and that alternatives proposed are as safe and dignified as possible.
In Tacloban, the city hardest hit by the typhoon, thousands of young children are being vaccinated against measles and polio. They're also being screened for malnutrition and receiving vitamin supplements to protect them from infections. The campaign is being carried out by the government with support from the World Health Organization, WHO, the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, and other partners. UNICEF says with disease a silent predator, the children of Tacloban need all the protection they can get right now. Deanne Penn, United Nations.